Every year, WLOY Loyola Radio and Karen Saar's 8th grade theater class from Roland Park Middle School come together to create a series of radio plays. The following is a piece from the Fall 2014 collection. Enjoy!
Students from the Roland Park 8th grade present to you, Louise, starring Miley as Troy, Miranda, Tyler, and Lisa, Jenna as Zoe and Phil, Paul as Dan and Joe, Sky as Grace and the funeral director, Dewan as Anthony and Jack, Angel as Mamrie, and Cecilia as Louise.
2 days ago, I, Louise Lester, died. Close family and friends, as well as my husband Daniel, have gathered at the Parkview Funeral Home to mourn my death.
You can do this, Dan. I believe in you.
Thanks, Phil. That means a lot to me. I have to start the service now. Thank you all for coming here today. I greatly appreciate your support during this dark time. I'd like to begin the service by...
Sorry to interrupt, but...
Is that a knife?
He killed Ian!
What the heck is going on?
The director collapsed.
Let's leave.
All the doors are locked.
And the windows.
Are you joking me?
Somebody call the doctor.
Okay, everybody stay calm. I don't know what to do.
Everybody calm down. I'm sure there's an explanation for all of this. First, are we positive Ian and the funeral director are dead?
Yes, neither of them have pulses or are breathing.
Okay, Joe, call 911.
On it.
Okay, good. See, guys, everything will be fine.
No reception.
All right, well, I guess we'll have to try again later. Dan, are you okay?
I'll be fine.
Okay, then. Where are Joey and Shane?
Joey!
Grace, what happened?
Lisa, it's Joey and Shane. They just fell out the closet. Dead.
I knew it. I freaking knew it. Ugh.
Better late than never, I guess.
Shut up, Anthony.
I don't understand what's going on. Why is everyone turning homicidal all of a sudden? It's like they're possessed.
Louise.
I'm gonna step into the other room for a bit. I need a minute. Louise, I know you're the one doing this. I knew it the second that woman slit Ian's throat. I'm sorry for what happened. I really am, I swear. But you have to stop this. Just kill me. It's my fault.
You're right, Dan. This is your fault, which is why I'm doing what I'm doing. You're going to have to watch all of your loved ones die and know that it's because of you. And then when the time comes and it's just you and your closest friend left, he must die by your hand.
What? No. Louise, where'd you go? Louise!
Babe, no.
Tyler, what's going on?
It's Troy. He just collapsed.
I'm so sorry, Tyler. I know how much you loved him. You know, it's awfully quiet in the other room. I'm gonna go see what's going on.
Okay.
Holy Phil, Zoe, Joe, are you okay?
They're all dead. Miranda, Lisa, Anthony, everyone. They're all dead. How did this happen? One minute I was talking to Joe and the next everyone just fell to the ground.
Dan, I don't know what happened. I killed them, but it wasn't me, I swear. I even killed Zoe, my own sister. I would never do that. Something came over me.
Maybe you were possessed.
Wait, I think it's happening again. I can't control it. I just...
What? Joe, where are you going?
Ah!
Tyler? Joe?
They're dead, Dan. Everyone is dead. How is this possible? We need to get out of here before we die too.
I'm so sorry, Phil. This is all my fault. There's no way out. There's only one way this can end.
What are you talking about?
It's my fault this is happening. My fault Louise is doing this. The night she died, we got into an argument. Married people fight all the time. It was completely normal, but things went too far. I just barely pushed her, but she tripped and hit her head on the table. It's my fault she's dead.
It was an accident, Dan. You can't blame yourself.
It doesn't matter. She blames me. I talked to her and, well, there's only one way she'll stop possessing people. I'm so sorry.
What are you talking about? Dan, what are you doing with that knife? No, Dan, please, there has to be a little...
Oh God, what have I done? Louise, do you see what I've just done? Do you see what you've turned me into? I can't go on with this guilt. I can't go on without Phil. I have to kill myself now. Is this what you wanted, Louise? Is this really what you wanted? Well, you've gone your way. I suppose I'll see you on the other side.
I've gotten my revenge. I've killed you by killing your closest friends. Tyler, Troy, even Phil. That's what I loved about you, Dan. You'd do anything for the people you love, yet the one you're supposed to love the most died by your hand. You may have slit your throat, but once your friends died, you were already gone.
This concludes another episode of our short radio play series, Extremely Short, Really Only Like 5 Minutes Long Stories. Once again, brought to you by Roland Park Middle School. Never stop playing.
Good night.